Nearly 2 hours past the midnight deadline, Governor Mike DeWine put out a statement saying he'd signed the 2-year, $75 billion state budget, while striking out 14 items. Most of the vetoes were technical, but others were more notable. DeWine struck the provision vacating the COVID-19 violations of bars and refunding them their fines paid, saying, quote, "Ohio law should not reward businesses and individuals that violated orders and rules adopted to protect Ohioans from the spread of COVID-19 by excusing their actions." DeWine also struck the proposal to allow only the House Speaker and Senate President to hire private attorneys in lawsuits over new congressional and state House district maps, saying lawmakers intervening in lawsuits is virtually unheard of, and that the governor and the attorney general have that duty. Perhaps the veto with the widest ranging impact would be on the redo of the procurement process for Medicaid managed care organizations, which advocates said would have caused big delays, and also could have put kids in the new Ohio RISE program for children with complex and costly behavioral and mental health issues in danger. DeWine agreed, writing that it, quote, puts at risk the overhaul carefully designed to improve the lives of the most vulnerable Ohioans. But most vetoes were highly specific, such as the one on putting certain Medicaid rates in statute and creating a second venue in the Court of Claims to hear violations of open meetings laws. The main elements of the budget, a 3% income tax cut and a new school funding plan, stay. And non-monetary provisions Democrats and other advocates had asked DeWine to veto, such as a medical conscience clause, limits on hospitals where certain abortion providers can work, and a ban on public-private partnerships on voter registration and education, will stand. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.